Look at page 206. Okay, so this is Vajradhara, similar to Vajrasattva. And there's a very famous mantra. Maybe some of you learned Vajrasattva mantra. Om Vajrahiruka Samaya Manupalaya Hiruka Dhinapatita Dhinamambhavas Dukkama Vavas Pukkama Anurudhamambhavas Savasini Mepiyasa Savakama Savasini Pshiriyam Kuruhun Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Vajrahiruka Manmumitsa Hiruka Bahama Samaya Sarawahum Pet. Okay, very famous mantra. With this mantra, if when you learn it, you can clean your bad deeds with this mantra, okay? So in this text, that mantra is called the mantra with 100 syllables, okay? I tried to count it, I'm not sure it's exactly, but you can find out yourself. So, Adam, we're at Yigya, Y-I-G-B-R-G-Y-A. Y-I-G, space, B-R-G-Y-A, yeah, right there. Second, oops. Next one. There you go, okay. Second syllable, second paragraph, okay. So we are back at the text. Which text are we in? Yeah, his commentary on Vajrayogini, okay, Vajrayogini practice, tantric practice. Yikya dawe gone means when you are doing the Vajrasattva mantra, okay. Dorsem la silur taktitap, you ask Vajrasattva to pour nectar into your body. Tape, yabyungi tuke hungdang, then in that picture, you can see the man angel and the woman angel are holding each other, right? So their chest is touching each other. Their hearts are connected. Okay? Their hearts are connected. Inside their heart, there's a letter, hum letter, okay? And from that comes a white nectar, like milk, okay? Like honey. And it comes down through their bodies and it comes down from where they are joined and it comes down, it drops through the cushion, no problem, okay? It just drops through the meditation cushion. And they are sitting on your head. Those two are sitting on your head. And then the nectar starts to come down into your head. So there's a way to do this meditation with Tsongkhapa sitting on your head. Okay. So I like to do it that way. Okay. He's not on the cloud 1 mile away with the McDonald's drinking straw. Okay. I don't need the straw. I'd rather he sit here, little Tsongkhapa, sitting here. And from him, his heart comes the nectar and it comes down directly into this. We call buka this hole in the top of my head. Okay? Mine is very easy. And the nectar is coming down. Okay? Like that. Dengi tell Jundu Chimu, Rangachiu Nashuk. Nangdun Dikdip Tamje Duka Dan Sulku number Okonine. In this Vajrasattva, they don't use spiders or scorpions. They use tuku means smoke, darkness, and sulku means coal, pieces of coal, like tar or asphalt, like that. Okay. Namba ogone nine, they come out of the two holes in your bottom. Ne tente dute gyungi lukan wa samba sambe ye de. So then that comes out of your body. Duti gyuki lu kang. Then slowly the nectar starts to fill up your body. Okay? Those two holes are closed now. Nam shelbum nangi bumba chidek patar. So it's like in a crystal vase, you are filling the vase with water, and you had some flowers in there before, and you know those little seeds from the flowers, those very light, they are coming up with the water. Like when you have small flower seeds or pieces of the flower are stuck in the vase, and you pour water in the vase, then the water will come up, and on top of the water will be all the small pieces. So those are the leftover bad deeds, okay? Like small ones, you know? Like somebody pushed you at the temple door and you're like, okay, just like that. Small bad deed. It's coming up out of your body and it's coming up out of your head, okay? Sampa, mede. So those of you who are learning Tibetan, that's mende, mende. M-A-S, apostrophe D-E-D. This is the instrumental. By the lower part is pushing these things up. So many Tibetan lamas will have it backwards because they don't understand the spelling correctly. They'll say yande mande, but it's really the opposite. Okay. Okay. Yende mende kigashi lungjung longteng be zogrim ki minje duang dro. This is very, very, very important. Okay? Very, very, very important. Let me find the picture. Anybody can find the lady and the monk in the garden? There's a fire coming out of his heart. Page 256. You know this painting, all right? It's on the cover of the garden. My friend in Beijing and her husband, when they got their new apartment, they painted the whole wall with this painting, which is Jessica. Very cool. Yay. And here you can see, coming from the monk's navel, is this round fire. And it's split into four pieces like a wheel, okay? If you look closely, you can see it's split into four pieces. This is a very important practice in Tantra, okay? It's called the four kinds of bliss, four kinds of deep bliss, okay? With that bliss, you are seeing emptiness, okay? So those are called the four kinds of bliss. Chiwone dimbalapana gawa, dipane ningalapana choka, nigane tewalapana kega, tewan in novatim lapana. Langiki yeshikibi, tewan and domini, you may be thinking the non yombo shuk so. This is the mantra, okay? It's very famous, okay? This is why we do yoga, okay? This is why we do yoga. It four chakras. The chi comes down, and then the chi goes up, okay? So, what this book is saying now, which book? Vajrayogini book. Yende mende kigashi lungjung lungdong demba. When you do this tsongkhapa practice that you are going to do for 3 days, honey is coming down, honey is coming up, okay? When you are doing that, it's a minje. Minje means it will get you ready for the four kinds of bliss. Minje means it will get you ready for the four kinds of bliss. So actually, this practice is very deep, okay? And my teacher taught it to me the first year he taught me. It was 40 years ago, okay? 40 years ago, in the first year he taught, 1976, he taught this nectar that you're going to do for 3 days, okay? Then why did he teach it to such a baby like me? At that time I was 23 or something, okay? Then he wants to get me ready for Vajrayogini. Then he's going to teach me Vajrayogini many years later. But he's getting ready. He's preparing me for that. So I'm preparing you for that, okay? So the nectar comes down. And then the nectar comes up, and in four parts. That's this wheel. That's the meaning of this wheel. Okay? Got it? Okay. Lung Jung Lung Dong, very famous. Lung Jung Lung Dong. Yeah, good. Well, they have cobwebs in that same place. So Lung Juk, in the Wheel of Life, it means link number one, link number two, link number three, link number four, goes to link number 12, right? Lung Dok means stop one, stops two, stops three, stops four, stops five. In Tantra, it means first goes down, is the forward order, and then comes back, is the backwards order. Forward and backwards, down and then up, okay? So they mix a high tantric bliss-producing practice with a practice to clean the negative seeds out of your body and your mind. It's very beautiful. It's a very powerful, extremely cool idea. Okay? Got it? Okay? You thought it was just a Lam Rim course. Okay. Dzogrim Kimminje. This is a preparation for Dzogrim. Dzogrim is the second part of Tantra. Okay? It's the study how to change your body and your mind into angel's body and angel's mind. Okay. So it's preparing you for that. Okay. Why do you want to become an angel like this painting? Okay. The lady is an angel. Okay. Why you want to become like her? First of all, she's very beautiful. Maybe you can get a job in Vogue magazine. And secondly, her body, if she wants to, she can make a second body, you know, if she's helping somebody in the temple, but somebody needs help in another cottage, she can split her body. She can help somebody here and she can help somebody in the retreat valley at the same time. Then if somebody in Tucson has a problem, she can split another body, which goes to Tucson. Then if somebody in Mexico City is having a problem, or on the road from Guadalajara to Mexico City, she can split extra few bodies there to help them, okay? And then if she hears that somebody in Guangzhou is also having a problem, she can send a body there, okay? So this person, not him, but her, she has the power to make million bodies. And that's what we want, okay? This practice is preparing us for that. We are getting ready for that. Okay? Cool. All right. It's much more expensive when you're going on the airplane. Because you have to pay for 100 tickets or something. Okay? All right. Nedun diktib duku soki nambar tumba nam. When all of those bad deeds come out of your body, like tar, or coal, or oil, okay, black oil. Sakene, you should split the earth open. Saoktu chidak, shinje, you should see deep down in the earth, very far down, is the Lord of Death. Kalak, barmo, sum dung. So here there's more detail. Each time we will get more detail. He doesn't just open his mouth. It says, Ka dung, lak dung, barmo dung. Three things. He's opening three things. What are they? First one is a mouth. Okay, barmo means this hand. His what do you call? The third one is the claw. Okay, sorry. Barmo is ka. Lak is the paw of a dog, and barmo is this claws. Okay. So he's reaching for you with these three things. His teeth, and his hands, and his claws. Okay? He's trying to reach you. Okay? And then Rangitse Sok Langam. When you see the percentage sign, it means I had to correct the carving. Okay? These are my corrections for the carving. Okay? The guys who carve the books, they can't read. They just carve. And they have to carve backwards and mirror image, okay? So they are strange guys, okay? And they can't spell. So he's like that, okay? Silky Yopade Kar Songwe. When the bad stuff goes in his mouth, They need Simshin. He's happy. Okay, that's enough. Sim means I had enough. Sim means you give somebody, I don't know, nice dinner, and then you say you want some dessert, and they say, nah, I'm full. Okay, Sim means I'm full. Dekor Dungegnam Kyang Simne. Then the Lord of Death is not alone. The Lord of Death is like the boss of a big gang. He has many helpers, okay, who make your life unhappy. Then all of his friends also are like, ah, that's okay, we had enough. We don't need Geshe Michael's life or, you know, your life. That's okay, let him go, okay. Simshin, Namyang Dangwa Mepar Gyur, they will never rise again. They will lay down and they will be quiet. And they will not bother your life again. Okay? Like that. Okay? Mepa Gyupar Samne, Chilu Choktu Gyur. This is the highest form of Chilu, which you remember from this afternoon. Life ransoming. Life ransoming. This is the highest form of trading something to get your life back. Safety, protection. I'll give you some money, you leave me alone. Okay? What does the Lord of Death want? He doesn't want money. He wants your bad deeds. He eats them. He likes them. Okay? You feed him your bad deeds. Okay, here's when I was 16 and I had that abortion. Here's when I was 20 and I took money from my friend. Here's when I was 30 and I went bankrupt. Here's when I was 40 and I had a divorce. You know, give him all those crap. You know, and he's like, yummy. Okay, all right, you feed him. Chilu Choktigura. Then that's a trade for your life, okay? It's a nice trade. You get rid of all your bad seeds. Then you become healthy and strong, okay? Unkillable. You become unkillable, okay? Gafle Kapsoksuang Mikpa Dijar Chok. When you do the practice of Gandhan Hagyama, the thousand angels of the heaven of bliss, you can use this same visualization. Okay? That's why we're doing it. Okay? This is his permission to use Vajrayogini Tantra this week. Okay? Yeah. So I put it in big letters. Okay? Otherwise, people will say, I'm teaching you Tantra too early. Okay? Are we finished with the cleaning process? No. Okay? There's a third one, right? There's a... Yende, Mende, and Pungde. Okay? There's a pushing down, then there's pushing up, and then there's a... We say explosion, okay? Like blowing up in the middle, okay? Here, okay? So we're going to study that now. Then you'll be finished with the cleaning. Then we have to study how to get the wisdom, right? We didn't do that yet, okay? So tonight we just finished the pungde, and then we're done with the cleaning, okay? All right. Yang dusi gyun ki diktip na ninga na pungde yepa. Still, the honey keeps flowing down more. Okay, and at your heart, there's a nakpung. You guys know the word pumbo, skanda. So Buddha taught that the human being has five parts. They're called the five skandas, or the five heaps, okay? So you know this word, pumbo. Heap, yeah. Suk. Sarva, Dushe, Duche, and Namshe. These five, okay? Your body, your feelings, your discrimination, all the other parts of Michael and Michael's mind, okay? These are the five parts of a human being. In the West, we say Michael's body and Michael's mind. But Buddha said five parts, okay? That... Each part in Buddhism is called Pumbo. Why? It has many extra parts, sub-parts, okay? So that word means a pile of stuff. In this case, it means a pile. Now, this last one is more subtle, okay? It's not like scorpions, and it's not even like flower pieces or butterfly wings or like that. It's just like a gray fog, okay? It's like subtle, more subtle, okay? So still inside your heart, there's the potential for future problems, okay? I'm not perfect. I clean myself out. I spent 3 days in meditation. I cleaned out all the bad deeds seed for 3 days. Then you're going to come here on Friday. You will have an argument with somebody and you will make new bad deeds, okay? This, we have the habit, right? We can't stop our habit. So now we have to stop the habit. We have to stop the tendency, okay? It's in our heart. So this is not like a scorpion. And this is not like some gray stuff. This is like a fog in our heart. It's the inborn habit to see things the wrong way, okay? Like that, okay? Dikdip nam nyinga na pung der yopade niyuki mumba deba. Okay, so this depa is the same way that, okay, who's sitting near the lights behind your head? Turn them all off, please. Go ahead, don't be shy. Did you get, yeah, okay. Now, what? Okay, what? Stop. Okay, don't. Not good. Okay. Now, get ready to turn them on, okay? When I say go, turn them on. Okay, wait, not yet, not yet. Just get ready. Okay, you ready? Okay. There's darkness in this room, okay? When I say 1, 2, 3, E-R-San, go. Okay? No. What happened? If you could make it very slow, you could see the light hit the darkness and push, 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 then gone, okay? It's not like in 1 second. If you can slow down time, that light started from there, it hit the first piece of the darkness, push the darkness, push, 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 then gone. Whole room is boom, light like that. But it happened very fast, right? The light, depa, okay? Yainde, mainde, then pungde. Pungde means all in an instant. Poof, like that. The light comes like a iPhone camera light. Poof. And then that habit to make new bad deeds on Friday after you are clean for 3 days. Or on the airplane back home, you are going to push somebody, or you're going to be upset at some old ladies in the only bathroom in the airplane for 1 hour. Okay, you know that. Especially if you're going to India, okay? Then on Friday, you pungde, you know, you just say poof. That habit to get upset on the airplane, the habit to get upset is gone, okay? You cannot make new problems, okay? That's pungde. Got it? And it's that fast. Okay? Pungde. So there's some darkness here. Light, like a fog. Okay? And then the more nectar comes down and poof, like poof. And then the habit is gone. Okay? Like that. Cool. You want a good... Now, the Chinese people always answer the right answer. The American people are like, huh? You ready? You want to go deeper? Yeah! Okay. I'm glad we have Chinese people here. Okay. I'm going to skip to the next paragraph, okay? Dutsi, okay? Dupsi? Say, Duti Bepchang. Duti Bepchang. This is the general tantric name of this practice, okay? This is the general tantric name of this practice. Duti means nectar, amrita, okay? Duti. And Bepchang, Bep means comes down, and Jang means makes you pure. Duti Bepchang means like rain of nectar, makes you pure, okay? Duti Bepchang. Ngak Luk is Sabkeyin. Ngak Luk means tantra system. Ngak means tantra, okay? So this visualization is a tantra, okay? Tantra yin. Dzogrim kab yina, ne dun sok chirtumbe mikpe, nung du tir duala nerpe, mun kung du niyo shupatar digdin nang, kar song chame du kyrpar, muna leg. So when you reach the higher tantra, duti bebjang chepa ngak, Dzogrim Kabyena, if you are practicing Dzogrim, okay? Dzogrim is a chi practice. You are pushing the chi, okay? When you are doing Dzogrim, chi practice, okay? Prana practice. Kabyena, Neden Sok Chirtumbe Mikpa, Mikpe. If you keep leaking out scorpions and stuff from your body, it will hurt your Dzogrim practice, okay? Because the Dzogrim practice is meant to contain the chi in your body and make it stronger in the central channel, okay? Dzogrim practice is yoga, asana, is meant to make the prana flow inside the body. If you have leakage, it's not good, okay? You lose prana when you pee-pee, you lose prana when you poo-poo, you lose prana when you cough, you lose prana when you talk, you lose a lot of prana when you have a baby, okay? Anything coming out, you lose prana. So if you are doing 3-year retreat and you are studying how to move the chi and how to store the chi, then he gives an alternate way to do this practice, okay? So I'll tell you that when you come to Diamond Mountain for your long retreat. Doesn't have to be 3 years. You can do 2 weeks. You should start with 2 weeks, okay? Then you do 1 month like that. That's enough, okay? So when you come for that, I'll teach you that, okay? There's a different way to do this practice that you are not leaking, okay? And the chi is staying in. But for now, it's okay. You must leak, okay? You must get it out, okay? All right. Deta chepe digdiv nam thagne rangnu shelkong yadapatar kyrpar sam. You must think to yourself that when you do this practice, your body has become like crystal. Like a crystal, he says crystal mirror. Okay, like that. Deta nenden du bena sharu duche ki lutu ale. Nangla rangsi mepe lutu a latsil shelbum chu tue peche sung. Deta nenden du bena sharu duche ki lutu ale. If you do this practice very well, then compared to taking a shower, okay, for your physical body, rangsi mepe lutu a la. It will be easier for you to wash your emptiness body, okay? Kongxing body, okay? So everybody has a Kongxing body. Usually that one's more difficult to wash than this one, okay? Anybody can wash this body. Even kids can wash this body. If they listen to the mother, they can wash this body. But to wash your emptiness body is difficult, okay? And to understand the emptiness of your body is difficult, okay? But if you do this practice, you will understand it, okay? And then you would rather take an emptiness shower than a water shower, okay? That's what he says here, okay? Okay, last part, and then we'll stop for tonight. We'll stop about this part. I know the Chinese people are, tonight is your main jet lag night. I'm sorry, okay. Just, there was a big lama in Serna May, 500 years ago. He wrote all of our textbooks. Then in those days, they didn't have eyeglasses. So he used to get a toothpick. And he would keep his eye open, you know, and then he will write like that. So if Chinese guests need a toothpick, let me know. Okay, his name is Kirib Tembadagni. Okay, we call him Toothpick Lama. Like that. Okay, Jugtu. Okay, when you finish, okay, when you are ready to finish, you got hungry. Okay, you want to have a chocolate bar. You know, you are second day in 3-day retreat. You are tired. And you want to stop, okay? When you want to stop cleaning, okay? You can do mantras like that. You can change, okay? Keep changing. Don't get bored, okay? Do the mantra for a while. When you get bored, then go for a walk. When you get bored, do some yoga. When you get bored, you can sing the mantra, Mi'kme tse we te chen chen mi si. I'll teach you this song. You have to keep it interesting, okay, in the retreat. Because it's hard to stay in one house for 3 days, okay, or 3 years, okay. When you're ready to stop and take a break, like a pee-pee break, non-scorpion pee-pee break, due to Dorje Senpa Shene, from Jetsam Kapa, he will say to you, Digjip Dang Damse Nyamchak Tamche Changshin Dago. Okay, I'll say it again. Digjip Dang Damse Nyamchak Tamche Changshin Dago. Say Dago. Dago. You're 100% clean. Okay, like he say that to, he will say that to you. You have to think, okay? You have to listen. In retreat, just listen, okay? Like I want Jetsam Kapa to talk to me, okay? Then he'll say, if you listen very carefully, listen. Dako. Yeah. Okay, you have to listen. In retreat, you have a chance to listen to secret talk. You know, they will talk to you if you listen. Okay, just say, please talk to me today, Tsongkhapa. Then just listen. They say, Dago. Or maybe he'll say, SpaghettiOs. Something like that. Okay. That's the TV ad you saw when you were 3 years old, okay? So, Dago. You can hear a word. Sometimes they will use a bird. Sometimes they will use the wind, okay? Everything could be Tsongkhapa, so be careful, okay? Say, please talk to me. And then you will hear outside, beep, 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 beep. They said, the birds will sing, Dago, Dago. Or the wind will go, Dago, Dago. Or the tree will go, Dago. Okay? Or your stomach will go, no, 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 no. I went to clean my teeth at the dentist 2 days ago. The lady who cleaned my teeth, I think she was hungry. Her stomach is very close to my ear. She's cleaning and the stomach is going, So just listen to everything, okay? And you will hear, Dago, Dago. Okay? It's very fun. It's very fun, okay? When you are meditating and that garbage truck comes outside in New York City, right? Whenever you start to meditate, a garbage truck will come. Then you can try to close your ears, but it doesn't work, okay? Or you can try to listen close to the garbage truck. Listen for Dago, okay? Listen carefully to the garbage truck and you'll hear some magic talk come from the garbage truck. Really, okay? When you're at home in Shanghai or Beijing or Taipei, Taichung, then listen. When you are meditating in a city, it's very difficult. Not like Diamond Mountain, right? There's always some noise. The kids are always, "Hey, mommy, when are you coming?" Then you can say, the kids are going, "Mommy, Daco, mommy, Daco." Okay? So listen carefully, okay? Because they can also be Tsongkhapa. Your kids can also be Tsongkhapa. No problem. Okay? Okay, we're going to stop there. He talks about the three spheres of a bad deed and purifying it that way, but that's too much for tonight. Okay. For jet lag. Yeah, that's too much. Okay. So we'll stop there. We have a few minutes. I think we can do one or two questions. And then I'd like to teach you one more line of the mantra. The mantra has five lines. Five lines, okay? Tonight I will teach you a second one. Okay. But first, if anybody has a small five-minute question, or if you don't have a question, oh, okay, please, go ahead. And please ask loud. Oh, here's a microphone.
Thank you, Geshe La. Uh-huh. I'm a little bit confused about the tantra visualization. So the main difference is using Vajradhara instead of Jaisongkhapa?
I would say for us, for these 3 days, the main difference is Jaisongkhapa won't be on the cloud. Jaisongkhapa will be here. And the nectar will come out of his body directly into the top of your head. If you have studied some tantra, you can see Tsongkhapa with his partner, who is called Tangshama. But if you haven't done that, then you can just use Tsongkhapa. Okay. But I suggest he's on your head. And there's a special part of the thousand angel practice which starts like that. Okay. I put it in here for you. It's page 181, okay? Page 181. Verse 12, verse 13, and verse 14, okay? Verse 12. Verse 13 and verse 14. By the way, this is baby Ken Rinpoche, my teacher, reborn. And this is the earliest photograph I have of my own teacher. This is 1960, I think. He just finished his tantric studies. He grew a little mustache. Then he went to see Trijang Rinpoche, which is the teacher of the Dalai Lama, and he got mad at him and he hit him with his rosary. He said, "Get rid of this mustache. This monk's not supposed to have mustache." Okay, that's another story. So 12, 13, 14, which you are going to do during the 3 days, Tsongkhapa is sitting on your head, okay? And we'll talk more about that later, okay? They are sitting on top of your head. They are not on the cloud anymore, okay? During this time, they are doing this cleaning, okay? They are cleaner of you, okay? From the top of your head, all right? So that's the main difference between the, for us, now, this week. They won't be on some cloud far away with a long tube, okay? They will be sitting on three cushions, and the nectar will come through the three cushions. And we'll talk more about that. And that has important for tantric practice. Okay, later. This is all minje. Minje means what? Yeah, it's getting you ready. Okay, min means ripening. Ripening you, getting you ready. Okay, minje. Okay. We have time for one more question, if anybody... is hungry. Yes, please. That was a great class today.
Thank you. Today when you explained that we are responsible for having a person in our family that is having depression, but that we are not responsible of their own perception that they have of their self.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, that is not outside of us. It's ourself perceiving themselves perceiving.
Yeah.
So it I don't understand if it's separately or...
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm also causing my perception of their perception of their perception. That's also true. But I think it's... And I had this debate in the monastery with Pabongka Rinpoche. So I told you this story many times, but I'll tell you again because I like to brag. So I was his examiner for his Geshe degree, Pabongka number 3. I was the person who examined him. I asked him this question. And the answer went for 3-4 hours. We had a nice argument about it. But basically, it's not your fault. Well, let's put it this way. When you become a Buddha, okay? When you become a Buddha, one of the qualities of a Buddha is that all the people around them are at least high-level bodhisattva. They cannot see a normal person in their own place, heaven, in their own Buddha paradise. Amitabha cannot meet a stupid person, okay? They don't live there. There's nobody there, okay, like that. But that paradise is here, okay? If I become a Buddha tonight, I will see all of you as a high-level bodhisattva. For me, you will be high-level bodhisattva. Real, real one. Not just pretend, but you will be real high-level bodhisattva. Okay? For me. So what happened to samsara? You know, where is the world of pain? What happened to suffering beings? At the same time, you can see yourself as a normal person. Okay? Okay? You can see a chutoi. I can see a pen at the same time. You can see yourself as a normal person, suffering, depression, trouble, okay? And I can see you as a high bodhisattva. And they both exist in the same place. The chutoi and the pen exist in the same space, you know? I got complained, okay? I'll tell you a funny story. Should I? Geshe Michael talks about everything. He doesn't know when to stop. We gave a talk at near Tiananmen Square a few years ago. They asked me to come back this year. So this is the White House, Chinese White House, right? And they said, this time when you come, please don't talk about the pen. It's too simple. Okay? Then I'm like, you know, it's not simple. Okay? It's very important. Okay? If you ask me, you know, if I see my family member depressed, but I'm not responsible that they see themselves depressed, then I need the pen to tell you the answer. You must hear the pen, okay? I must talk about the pen. You know, you are seeing them. You can come, if you make your seats clean by doing this 3-day meditation, clean out all your bad deeds, okay? Your scorpion and my scorpion are going to be different, okay? My scorpion is Geshe Michael exaggerates all the time. I'm going to clean that scorpion, okay? Then you have your own scorpion, okay? I don't know what it is, okay? You know, okay? You don't think just some scorpions are coming out, okay? Think, oh, there goes the time I argue with my mother. Oh, there goes the time I was jealous of my friend. Oh, there goes the time I was looking at my friend's boyfriend. You know, like, make those scorpions specific scorpions for you, okay? And clean them out, okay? So then if you clean them out, you will have, in your world, in your family, you won't have depressed people. You are seeing a pen, okay? But those family members may feel depression because they see chutoi. In the same place, at the same time. Okay? That's all. why you see someone seeing a chew toy, you don't, okay? You won't. Okay? Then I have a Christian friend. He said, Geshe-la, that's not nice. You know, this doesn't sound good to me. You mean everybody in the world can be unhappy? They are chew toy. And I see them all as bodhisattvas, happy bodhisattvas, you know. Then I'm not helping them, you know. Okay? Think about that. There's an answer to that also. Okay? All right. Let's do the second line of the mantra. By the way, you will start your meditation on page 181. Okay? So don't forget. This is where you do the cleaning. Page 181. When the Lama comes to your head, when Tsongkhapa comes to your head, you start the cleaning. Okay? Page 181. The mantra is on page 179. Okay? So after the mantra, you start the cleaning. Okay? All right? Let's do the second line of the mantra. This is verse number 11 on page 179. I pray to soft, glorious voice, Lord of knowledge, that has no stain. Okay? I pray to soft, glorious voice, Lord of knowledge, that has no stain. Okay? Chime kembe wambo jambeyam. Say chime kembe wambo jambeyam. Chime kembe wambo jambeyam. What is chime in Sanskrit? Vimala. Okay? Vimala. Okay? Chime, vi means doesn't have. Mala means unclean. Okay? Vi mala means doesn't have any impurity. It means pure. Okay? Miss, not impure, means miss pure. Okay? Vimala means miss pure. Okay? So, chime, vimala is how we talk about Manjushri. Okay? Manjushri's wisdom is vimala. Okay? It doesn't have any impurity. It is completely pure. Okay? It means Manjushri never thinks that the pen is coming from the pen. Okay? We always think the pen is coming from the pen. Manjushri never thinks the pen is coming from the pen. Geshe-la, why are you talking all this philosophy? I flew 12 hours or 14 hours from China. You just talking about pens, you know. It's too much, you know. Give me some Buddhism. You know, and somebody told me like that. Yo, DCI, you're not teaching Buddhism. I said, listen, this pen is your husband, okay? This pen is your husband. Where? In the kitchen. When? After you cook a nice dinner for him. What is he saying? Too much salt. It's too much salt in the noodle, okay? At that time, he's a pen, okay? You have to remember the pen, okay? Why? Complaining husband isn't coming from complaining husband. Complaining husband is coming from you, okay? That's all. That's all. That's vimala understanding. That's a pure understanding. Chime. That's a not impure understanding, okay? If you have pure understanding of your husband, he can never make you angry. What will make your husband most angry? If he cannot make you angry. Okay? And you say, you're stupid. Okay. You also cook bad. yeah, okay. You know? Also, you look bad. Yeah, okay, yeah, that also. You know? Then they get more upset, right? I heard one Lama told me that the best way to hurt your enemy is to be happy. Okay, anyway. If you want to hurt your enemy, just be more happy. Okay? They don't like it. They hate to see you happy. Okay? So if you understand the complaining husband come from, you were complaining to your children last week, then you're going to stop complaining to your children, and then the husband will stop complaining to you. Okay? That's chime. That's a vimala way of life. Okay? That's a pure way of life. Nobody can upset you then. Okay? Even if they try harder and harder. Wisdom never breaks down. All other kinds of patience break down. Okay? If you push hard enough, they will break down. Okay? If they slap you, you will do something, okay? If you don't have vimala wisdom, okay? They talk, then they hit you. Then you will snap, you will break. Your patience will break. If you don't understand vimala, your patience will break at that time, okay? But vimala understanding, the harder they push you, the stronger it gets, okay? It's very cool, okay? It will never break, okay? Because it's the truth. All right, Chime Kemba. Kemba means wisdom. So Manjushri has Chime Kemba. Vimala wisdom, very pure wisdom. Chime Kemba. Wangbo. Wangbo means...
power.
Well, Wang means power. Wangbo means lord, or king, okay? The powerful one, okay? Chime Kemba Wangbo. So the king or the lord of wisdom, which is totally pure, cannot get upset. Chime Kembe Wambo. Who's that? Jampeyang. Okay, Jampeyang. Okay. Again, Jam means gentle or soft. So when you tell Jampeyang there's too much salt in the noodle, then Jampeyang is like, okay, honey, okay, soft. Soft answer. Manju. Okay? Soft answer. Manju. And Shri. Okay? Shining. Okay? When you answer your husband, I'm sorry, next time I'll put less salt, I love you, then at that moment you are shining. Okay? You are golden. Okay? You are not like a person. You are like a god. You are like an angel. Okay? That answer, soft, Manju, is a Shri, is shining. Then you are Manju Shri, okay? Manju Shri, okay? Because you are gentle, you are shining, okay? Because you are gentle, you speak gentle, Jamyang, you are Shri, okay? You are shining. At that moment, you are shining, okay? Then you are Manju Shri, okay? These five line mantra is all talking about who? Tsongkhapa, okay? You are talking to Tsongkhapa, okay? Mingme Tsewe Techen Chenrisi. You know, you are like the angel of all compassion. You are like Avalokiteshvara. Your love doesn't see anything, okay? You have that kind of love. And also you are Manjushri. You know, you are the king of vimala wisdom, pure wisdom, okay? Like that, okay? You are praising Tsongkhapa. You are talking to Tsongkhapa, okay? This mantra is talking to Tsongkhapa. Sometimes in Tibetan, the name for mantra is Bupa. Say Bupa. Bupa means to call somebody, Mommy! Mom! Okay, this is the meaning of mantra. Mantra means, Mom! Like you get in trouble, right? Your brother hit you. Then, Mom! Okay. Mantra is Mom! That's the meaning of mantra. You are calling to somebody, help me! Okay, you go, oh, money, pay me home, oh, money, pay me home, oh, money, pay. This is Mom! Mom! Okay, here we are doing, Ming Mei Sei, Tenshi Chusi, Chi Mei Gimme Mama Jumi Hang! Help! Help! Okay, then you do over and over and over, okay? When they do the 3-year retreat, they are doing millions of mantras, okay? Many millions of mantras, okay? I also did for 3 years. We just do one mantra for 3 years, you know, many hours. Just repeat mantra, okay? Most powerful mantra is the mantra with your teacher's name, okay? It's called name mantra, okay? You're calling your teacher. So there's a way to do a secret mantra with your teacher's name. Okay? Here we are doing Tsongkhapa is the teacher. Okay? But if you do a three-year retreat, then the teacher will teach you how to do a name mantra with your teacher's name. Okay? And then when you, if you succeed in the three-year retreat, then if you say mommy 5 million times, mom, 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 then they will come and they will stay with you forever, forever. Okay? Then that's really nice. Okay? Then they come and stay with you. Even if you die, they stay with you. Okay? Doesn't matter. They can stay, okay? That's because you yelled mom 5 million times. Okay, really, really, that's the karma. It makes the karma. And they won't leave you. You can stay with them for the rest of your life, very close to them. And even if you die, you can stay with them, okay? They never, you'll never lose them after that, okay? That's the meaning of mantra. Mantra means mom, okay? And that's why we say it over and over, because it makes the seed that you will never lose them. They will stay with you forever. Okay? All right. We are finished for tonight. Okay? Vimala, you want to do the mandala? Her name is Vimala. Okay? Pukhi Joshi Medotam Rira Vingshi Ninde Gempadi Sange Shindu Mikte Uwagi Doku Namda Shina Chipasho Yanguru Rana Mandala Kamdi Yatayami Di ke wokun sunam yeshe doshi sunam yeshe ne chume tampa kuni to basho. Okay, then tomorrow morning I will give you another book, okay? This is the Tsongkhapa's book about emptiness, okay? And we made copies for everybody. It's not finished, okay? We'll take about 8 more years, but I thought if you need a cookie during three-day retreat, you can peek, okay? And yeah. It will give you a headache. Okay.